Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is Evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman, teacher and a wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
I say give up now. Did I can't give up?
Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our lovely co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. I want to greet you good afternoon on today. And yes, we have an exciting, amazing, wonderful show prepared for you on today that is by our heads, as always, as our co-host read our opening prayer.
Almighty God, we thank you today for the beauty and the blessings of this brand new day. Father, we thank you that we can find peace and have peace in you. We thank you because it is you, O God, that help us not to be overwhelmed by the issues and situations and circumstances of the world. But, Lord, we bless your name today that we'll continue to keep our eyes on the mark, which is you. We thank you for our guests today and for what you have touched their hearts to release in the world. And we give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And we are so very happy, over excited to have back in the studio with us on today our special guests, once again, Pastor Douglas Noel and Mrs. Glo Thompson. Pastor Noel is out of Crystal Springs, Mississippi, and our lovely guest is out of Hazyhurst, Mississippi. Pastor Noel will be continuing part two of last week's topic, Don't Give Up. Now, remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome episode on today. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts and experience just by pressing that number one on your phone. And then I will bring you into the studio. You may speak live with Pastor Noel, co-host, and Mrs. Thompson and myself at that time. If you care to say anything, please press that number one. We do want to hear from all our listeners out there on the day. And without further ado, let me bring into the studio with us our guest for today, Pastor Douglas Noel and Mrs. Glo Thompson. But let's hear a little bit more from Pastor Noel with this recording, Don't Give Up, I Can't Give Up Now. Let's hear a little bit more of that, and then we're going to bring him live into the studio shortly afterwards. God bless. I'm so very happy to have you all back in the studio with us. And Pastor Noel, as you continue your awesome, awesome lesson on today and sharing with us how not to give up. which is part two of what you were discussing last week. We couldn't help but to bring you back into the studio so we can finish getting blessed by this awesome, awesome topic that you have prepared for our listeners on today. So without further ado, we are going to let Mrs. Glo Thompson introduce you to our listeners on today.
Yes, ma'am. Pastor Douglas Noel, again, I'm introducing him to you. He is an anointed pastor and singer, an artist. He don't really need an introduction. When you hear him, you know that he's been ordained by the Lord. He's been sent to carry the message of the Lord. And he's out of Crystal Springs, Mississippi. His church is the New Covenant Christian Fellowship Church. Without further ado, Pastor Douglas Noel.
Hello, I want to say greetings to everyone that is in the studio and greetings to everyone that is out listening in on the airwaves. True indeed, it is a blessing to be a part of Facing Your Fears radio show with co-hosts and hosts. I'll call her Mama Chapman. Thank God for her seeing enough in me to want me to be a part of what God has blessed them with. As I continue on, we in this life I have learned in coming up that we're going to face many challenges in life. The God that we serve, He is a God of challenges, and it's just like a training camp, a boot camp. The purpose is not to destroy you, but it's to develop you. And the God is not a God who's out to destroy His children, but He's a God who allows His children to go through certain challenges in life in order to strengthen His children, that they will see what they thought they couldn't do, that what His word said is true, that we can do all things through Christ. That strengthens us. I have had some hard times in my life, difficult times. In the midst of those difficult times, I have made a lot of bad choices in my life. There's been good choices. There have been bad choices. Choices I was pleased with. Choices I was not so pleased with. But in the midst of it all, I can truly say that God has been faithful. Never will forget years back when I got called into the ministry. I received my calling at the Mount Wade Missionary Baptist Church in Tarrant, Mississippi. I was under the leadership of Pastor Will T. Jones. When I accepted my calling and the day that I did, they called it trial sermon. They were calling it trial sermon then, first the trial sermon. But when I did my first public message that day, I never will forget. My group was there. Family from all over was there. Mount Wade is a huge church, and people were standing wall to wall, all around. And I never will forget my pastor at the time. He told me when I got up, he said, "Son," he said, "I want you to look all around this building." He said, "You see all of these people?" And I told him, I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Always remember this." He said, "All of these is full now, but not always is it going to be just like this." Then there's going to come a time where all these people that you see now, this crowd is going to thin out, and there ain't going to be nobody but you and your family and the Lord. And he said, in the midst of it all, you're just going to have to trust God in the process. Sometimes you're going to have to go and you're going to have to preach alone, but you trust God in the process. Well, those spent that teaching and that word that he gave me, it came true. And I never will forget when A year later, I was called to, a year after I did my trial sermon, I was called to a church wanted me to be their pastor. I don't know if I should say the church's name or not, because I don't want nobody to feel like I'm trying to put them on Front Street, but I'm just going to leave this church anonymous. And I was called to pastor this particular church, and I pastored this church for 7 years. It was amazing, because in the midst of this, everything that God told me to do, and I trust him in the midst of the challenge, he answered it. He answered it. I'm talking about everything that he told me to do and I told the people to do, he answered it. This church went from 18 membership to a 362 membership. I'm talking about faithfully. I'm talking about strong. The members was the church grew so to the place that we had to tear the walls down and to redo the sanctuary because people were sitting on top of people. And everything was moving. Anything that we did, it never, if we had to borrow money, we didn't have to. It didn't last no longer than a year for us paying it out. I never will forget. The men were able to walk in stores and not have to finance anything, but they could go in the stores and we needed a piano at the time and was able to go into the church. I mean, go into the store. I told them to take the musician with her, let her pick out whatever piano she wants, because I got tired of them tuning this old piano that they had, because you tune in, you had to pay somebody to come right back the next week to retune it up again. And I told them, take her in there and let her pick out whatever it is that she wanted. And she picked out this piano, this electric piano. I think the piano was around $10,000. They was able to pay cash for it. The men, they never experienced doing stuff like that in their life. Everything. I was the first full-time pastor that they had where I didn't have to work. I came off the job. They never had a full-time pastor, put insurance on the pastor. but the problem was, it was with the men. The problem was with the men within the church instead of, that's why I would tell any pastor and deacons, that the pastor and deacons, you got to work together with each other. The deacons have to understand that they have a place, the pastor has a place, and the pastor's place is to lead and feed the church. The deacons' place are to assist the pastor, not to try to take control of the pastor, to run the pastor, because the Lord gave the authority of the church in the pastor's hand. And it's the deacon's job to help assist the pastor, to help hold that pastor's hands up, that within any storms, he got somebody by his side to help push him. Well, through every good thing, you know, evil has to show up too. The church was growing crazy, growing in a crazy way financially. We was blessed. But I got to looking, thinking about that thing. We was growing in all the material ways. But I realized the church lacked something. We was growing materially. We had the money that we need. We was able to do everything that we need. But even though the teaching was going forth, the teaching was not being accepted or applied. We was growing materially, but we wasn't growing spiritually. And in the lack of not growing spiritually, well, this church could have been an awesome force for the kingdom of God. The church got divided. And the Bible teaches that a house divided cannot stand. It will soon fall. And so the deacons wanted to take control of the church. The deacons wanted to run the church. They wanted to control me. They wanted to, but I stood. They took my, they did everything they could to try to to get me to give up. They did everything that they could to try to get me to give up. Anytime that you're going to go through a church and you're going to pull back, you know, cut, do a financial cut within the church, your pastor is the last one that you're going to cut. The church said that we needed, because we had just built, remodeled the church, but I had all the proof in, that we needed. I always kept my record. Anytime you are building, you're going to lose money. You're going to lose money anytime you are building. And I showed it where we would lose, where the money was lost through the building, but I also showed it where the money was becoming to be regained. But that didn't matter, because just like in Job, the Bible said that they came where the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And not only did the sons of God come to present themselves before the Lord, Satan also came. So wherever there is good, evil is going to show up. Not realizing it was my test. So and when they did the budget cut, they came straight for the pastor. Everybody else was able to keep their salary like it was, and but they wanted to cut the pastor. The purpose of me being cut was to make me quit. I never will forget when we had that meeting. I told them, I said, if y'all want to take the money, y'all take the money. Because the money does not make the preacher. It's the Holy Spirit. I never will forget one of my members, one of my ministers at the time. I'm gonna keep his name anonymous. One of my ministers at the time, that I even had ministers to come against me. One of my ministers at the time, simply because I stood and I didn't give up to the crunch that they had me in, and I told them that I'm letting them know that I'm preaching for God. He done supplied my needs all of this time. He's gonna continue to supply my needs. Cut whatever you want. Cut whatever you want. God is going to still take care of me. Just because I didn't bow down, I didn't quit, I didn't give in, I never will forget that minister got so upset. He slid all the way up under the bench like a baby having a tantrum. He slid all the way up under the fruit pew on the floor. A minister who is older than I am. And we just went on and went on. And in the midst of it, they not only wanted to take my salary, and everything I tried to do for the church, tried to build for the, they just went full fledged to try to attack me every which way. You got to remember, but let me help you understand, I was a young man at this time. My goal was not to give up, but I got to admit, I did end up giving up. I had let the best of the situation get me. And I got so frustrated because I was trying to do my best. I didn't understand that why aren't these older men embracing me and covering me and praying for me and encouraging me and trying to push me? Why are they trying to dog me out? Why are they trying to push me to that? I didn't understand. And I got frustrated. I got tired with it because I've been going through it for 7 years. I'm going through this for 7 years. Seven years. In the midst of those 7 years, you know, failing to remember that God was bringing me through every obstacle. But I allowed my flesh to overtake me. Going through this for 7 years, and I got frustrated. I got mad. And I got tired of the deacons just picking on me and pushing me and trying to hinder the progress, knocking down everything that we tried to push forward to. The members were forward, but the deacons was trying to shut it down on every hand. And I end up getting in the pulpit. And that very day, I said, this is my last day at this church. I can't deal with it no more. If I had said that anywhere else, I could have said it outside, it would have been fine. I could have said it on the floor of the church, it would have been fine. But by me standing behind that sacred desk and standing behind that sacred desk, that was law. And the deacons had me where they wanted me. So to say, they had me where they wanted me. Let Mama Chapman, I'm going to pause right now. And I know that it's something you probably may want to say or whatnot, and I'll come back because I don't want to take up the whole time and forget that you got to come back on.
God bless you. God bless you. You're still tuned in the Faith and Your Fears Radio Talk Show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Mama. but our awesome co-host out of Miami, Florida, Pastor Doris Smith. Remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome conversation just by pressing that number one on your phone if you have any questions, comments. I just want to share your thoughts or your experience on today's topic. Today we are talking about don't give up. We're talking about standing steadfast, standing still. We're talking about faith on the day, righteousness, standing for righteousness, going forward, not looking backwards, believing in God and all that he has promised us. Keep moving. Keep moving, sisters and brothers. Keep moving and always pray. Prayer will bring everything all right. Prayer changes things. And as Pastor Noel continued his discussion on don't give up, I do have some questions for him. But we do have a caller, our listeners, and we're going to, without further ado, we're going to have a caller in because we don't want them to, they've been waiting a long time, and I'm going to bring them into the studio at this time. And you, too, can join us in the studio just by pressing that number one on your phone. This call is calling from area code 769. Last four digits of your phone number is 1393. Caller from 769-1393. Good evening. You are in the studio, caller. Caller, you are in the studio. Area code 769. Last four digits of your number is 1393, caller. You are now in the studio. All right, look like she have dropped, or he or she have dropped call. Listeners, remember, when you press that number one on your phone, it indicates to me that you have a question or a comment. Do not press that number one unless you want to ask a question or give a comment on the subject or have something to say to our guest on today. So we're going, without further ado, we're going to, before we bring Pastor Noel back, and finish his discussion on his topic on today, don't give up. We're going to let Ms. Thompson, Glow Thompson, come in and give us a short bio on herself and tell us a little bit about herself and how she connects with Pastor Douglas Noel. What is her connection with Pastor Douglas Noel? We're going to give her a moment to do that, and then I'm going to come with two questions, and then we're going to continue our discussion for today. Ms. Thompson.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Evangelist Chapman. As Evangelist Chapman said, my name is Glow Thompson, Gloria Thompson. I am the owner and founder for Global Voice Productions, LLC, out of Hazelhurst, Mississippi. My connection with Pastor Douglas Noel, I managed a group. I've been working with the group for, oh, so long. That's my baby. Those are my baby groups. I've been working with them for a long time. I am married. Been married for 26 years. I have 13 grands and one great grand. And I just love people. I love working with people. I love music. And I love producing music. That soul sounding music that, you know, where just plain words would not motivate you. Sometimes the song would give you what you need to make it through the next step. And then especially I Can't Give Up Now. You know, that's a motivational song that encourage you to let you know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what situation that you're in, you can't give up now. You come too far to give up now. And I'm just so thankful for Pastor Douglas Noel and friends for allowing me to serve them for these number of years, over 20 years.
God bless you. Now, let me ask you, you do produce other groups as well. Am I correct, Ms. Thompson?
Well, I do. I just recently started managing two other groups, Jermaine Hawkins and the Harvest Spirituals out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Also, Pastor Andrew Jordan and the Spiritual Disciples out of McComb, Mississippi. I am also the label and general manager for Vigor Music, which is a recording studio, a record label out of McComb, Mississippi, as well.
God bless you. God bless you. There you have it, listeners. And before we bring Pastor Douglas Noel back in the studio, because what I want to do today with him, because on last week he got into his study, and I know he's giving you a little background about what's happening what had happened to him and why, how he did not give up. And I know he's going to get into his teaching, and I don't want to stop him this week. I want him to be able to get through that because he blessed us so much on last week. So one question that I want to ask Pastor Douglas Noel, and then we're going to hear a little bit more from his recording, I Can't Give Up Now. If it can be played like almost at the middle part of it to where he's actually getting into the Holy Spirit is using him, because we won't be able to play the whole song on today. But we will give you information on how you can order this particular song and much, much more songs that Pastor Noel has recorded. So, Pastor Noel, what motivated you?
Yes, ma'am.
And what or why did you record this song? What, you know, inspired you to record or I Give Up Now? No, no. What inspired you, you know, to record that song?
Well, Mama Chapman, I have had many challenges in my life, and every song that I write, it deals with my experiences in life. And even, like I said, from the beginning, even from the mistake that I have made, whether I have made good choices, I have made bad choices. And I look at my past life, and I wish certain things that I didn't give up. I wish in certain areas that I kept on moving, and I just trust God. And I did what Isaiah 40:31 had told me to do, and that is that to wait upon the Lord. The scripture said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. No matter how the situation is, they shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. And so during my past experiences of the choices that I made up in my mind that no matter what comes my way, I wasn't going to let nothing or no one turn me around, and that I wasn't going to give up, that I was determined to keep pressing and pushing forward. So it's the experiences and the challenges that I have had in my life that I had learned from, that I made up in my mind that I wasn't going to give up. And so God gave me a song, and I wrote about it.
All right, all right. Pastor Noel, you know, I can attest to, I knew you from my home church where I was reared up, and I was baptized in Shattuckville Missionary Baptist Church. And I tell you, listen, I'm talking about a preaching man, a very anointed man. I mean, he can actually bring that word. God has really touched his life, and I can recall some changes that he was going through. But you know what? Looking at him today, I know God is still is but God. I can say but God. And he stands firm. Pastor Noel, he stood on the word of God, and God brought him to higher heights, and we're going to hear more from him as he shares why he brought this topic to us today and why I brought him back into the studio record too of Give Up. But before we do that, because like I said, I want him to continue teaching this afternoon, I'm going to ask our co-host if she has any questions, anything she want to say to our guest. They do so at this time, co-host, because we don't want to keep interfering with Pastor Noel. Co-host.
Good evening. Pastor Noel, I just, as I was sitting here listening at you sharing, and so beautifully on last week as well as this week, I just want to ask a question. At what point, I did hear you say you in the pulpit, you just decided to say this is enough. What in your heart do you feel really brought you to that point after, I'm sure, being, constantly, you know, talked down to, probably things said that shouldn't have been said? What brought you to that point, or what would you feel their reason would have been to be so, I would say, in so many ways, disrespectful to leadership?
You said disrespectful to leadership?
Yeah, because you're a deacon. What do you think would cause them to, or even if they felt they had a reason, they have to understand that there is a right way to speak to God's leaders. You don't just go to them any kind of way.
It's the lack of taking the kingdom seriously. It's the lack of taking the kingdom. It was the lack of taking the kingdom seriously. In the process of everything that had happened, not once did I put down on them. Not once did I criticize them. They told me that even when I left and that I wouldn't be able to preach back in that pulpit ever again. And it just was the lack of really taking the word seriously. I would just clearly say it's no other way around it. Not taking the kingdom of God seriously, not taking the man of God seriously, and just really wanting to do their own thing, you know. And that was just the bottom line. Great men, great potential, had the potential that can do great things, but self got in the way.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And that's exactly what I could hear even as you were speaking, that they allow flesh to get in the way. Because when people are in situations where they make mistakes or have issues, and we all are going to have them, have had them, and we'll have them, then we just have to have enough love to find a way to see how we can build up, how we can help and not tear down. Thank you so much.
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you. Now we're going to also give Ms. Thompson another opportunity before we bring Pastor Noel back into the studio with us. And we're going to ask Ms. Thompson, is there any questions that you would care to ask Pastor Noel? I know you work closely with him or my co-host or myself. Any comments you would like to make at this time, do so.
No, not at this time. I just like to say that, you know, on the issue of being disrespectful, and it comes from all levels. It's not just from the members. Sometimes it comes from the pulpit as pastors, ministers as well. And we just need to be considerate, compassionate to who people are and be respectful and handle things in a godly manner as God would want us to handle those situations. You know, we can't take it upon ourselves to say what I would do or what, you know,
that's
we
right.
should do. We have to consult God as to what direction he would want us to go in. Then we follow the instructions that he gives us. And when we follow those instructions that he gives us, no matter what other people think or what other people do, we have done what God has directed us to do. And we haven't gone wrong.
That's right.
We haven't gone wrong. We're saying God's will when we do what he tells us to do.
That's right. Amen. Being godly. You're so right.
Amen. Now, we do have another caller at this time. I think I recognize this number. We're going to bring him into the studio now because shortly we have to bring Pastor Noel back to finish his discussion on Don't Give Up because I want to hear him talk a little bit more about that. Also, listeners, on last night, I had an opportunity to he was preaching on Facebook, and he was talking about forgiveness and how he forgave and how God would bless us if we learn how to forgive and how he forgave and how God elevated him and how God can elevate us to the level that he wants to go. We can't get there if we constantly let people destroy us, what people say about us or what people do us, because we got to remember the devil is always around. He's in the church too. As a matter of fact, he's more in the church than he is on the street. I find my big competition was when I crossed over the separation line and I began to make God, you know, put God in my life and walk the path that God has set for me. I find I shed more tears. I'm telling you, listeners, I shed more tears when I got into the church than I shed when I was in the ballroom having fun. Because after all, we would get drunk. We would not. I've never gotten drunk. But some would get drunk and we would fight. We would argue, but we would soon afterwards find ourselves back friends again. The next day, we're back drinking again. We done forgot all about it, but not in the household of faith. You find people in the household of faith that constantly beat up on you. And I said, well, Lord, if this is what I crossed the separation line, this is what I have to face. But you know what, listeners? I cried many nights, and I shed many tears. But and there was always someone God put in my life that kept encouraging me to keep on keeping on because they said that's just a test. God was putting me through a test because he had better things for me to do in life. I couldn't see it at that time. I couldn't see me going to another level, but I'm here to attest to what Pastor Noel said on last night, and I'm sure he was sharing, I'm hoping he would share some of it with our listeners on today. But we do have another call, Pastor Douglas, and I'm going to bring that caller in at this time. Error code 941-1280. I think it's our good friend Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida. Good afternoon. I think it's just you, Mr. Stephen Smith.
It is me. Thank you so very much, Evangelist Norma. This is Stephen Smith from Tampa here in Florida. Thanks for having me in the studio. I've been listening to this broadcast and Pastor Douglas Noel. I really feel for you. Now, I was curious. I mean, this is a situation that must have been most difficult to try and make a decision on. But what I'm wondering is, you know, not so much from the spiritual aspect, but actually, correct me if I'm wrong, my thinking is that a church is a 501c3, a nonprofit foundation, and as such that it should have a board of directors, and that that board of directors would be the responsible party to remove anybody within that church that would be in a position like you were, not necessarily just approach you and say, you know, and give you a hard time and decide that they're going to make it so unhappy that, you know, you throw up your arms and walk away. And, you know, I mean, I have to think, what would I have done? And I don't know the answer other than just turn it to God and just let him try and, like, guide me and give me that spiritual determination as to deciding what the best choice would be. Discernment, that's the word I was looking for. So I was wondering whether, because it is a nonprofit, whether there was a legal situation there that might have taken place that it wasn't following the bylaws of the corporation.
Dealing with the circumstances, it's like the church is, it's like a person becomes possessed, and it's like you have this football team, and in order for this football team to accomplish what they're set out to get, you had to huddle up. And it's like, as a young man, because you got to be reminded that I was young during the time of my pastoring, and a lot of great things was opening up for me. That I was the youngest pastor during that time, at Shady Grove and in Incapacity County. I was making more. The Lord blessed me financially more with the church I was pastoring than any other pastor that. As far as in the African-American Black Baptist Church during that time, that a pastor's salary, what they had, a lot of things that was going for me in that way. And it was a whole lot that was taking place. And that it just that they wanted, it wasn't like nothing was, that dealing with our church, it was all about, as far as for my leadership, it was all about for the kingdom of God, trying to develop things. I was in the process of trying to get something started for the youth. My next project was to start paying the church off that we remodeled. We had a 10-year plan to pay the church off, but we was getting ready to pay it off in 3 years. And we was at that third year during that time. And I was getting ready to start making plans and start working on a family life center to have the children to have somewhere positive to go. And in the midst of that, it's just that things was moving and things was growing. And I was being blessed. And then you having the love of the members behind you. So the men had to huddle up. And it's like, were you would think that you would have your strength with you every time you turn around. You have men that you look at that should be like grandfathers or fathers. They teaming up against you no matter what you said in the meeting. They shut it down. Even if it was a benefit for the church, they shut it down. I've seen it in places where they, I would say something, they shut it down. And then months later, they'll come back, want to bring up the very thing that I was telling them about. And I never will. Dr. Jerry Young, I talked to Dr. Jerry Young the president of the National Baptist Convention. I talked to him one day, and he said, this is what you do. You may have brought it up. Let them feel like they did. He said, let them feel like they the one that brought it up. Don't mind it. Only thing that you want is for it to get done. Let them feel like they brought it up. You know, even though you know God gave it to you, let them feel like they brought it up. And I started doing that. But it's like everything that turned around. They wanted to huddle up, shut it down, kick it out the way. They wanted to take from me. They just kept taking. And I just threw my hands up. And I said, Lord, I just can't. And I did give up. I hope that answered your question. We had a board had a board that was at the church, and it consisted of it wasn't like equal women. It was more men than it was women. But in the midst of it, you know, the men, that was their goal. They was pushing for me to really just my back to be up against the wall. And I allowed them to take the advantage of me.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, God bless you. You know, that was a difficult situation, and what's going in my mind is just that clearly God had bigger, maybe, and better things for you, and that's, you know, I think everything happens for a reason, and so. Bless you. That must have been a difficult thing, but it seems like, you know, you're doing really great things these days, and I'm just honored to be able to chat with you here, and thank you so very much, Evangelist and Norma, as well as Pastor Doris. This is such a great show. I really enjoy listening, and I get the opportunity to learn every time that I do listen in. Thank you very much.
I'm a good friend out of Tampa, Florida, Mr. Stephen Smith, for calling in on the show today. Now, we do have another caller, and we'll have to bring him into the show. Let's call the area code 832, and the last four digits of that number is 1372. Caller, area code 832, last four digits, 1372. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Evangelist? It's your cousin, Pastor Johnson. I'm listening.
I'm Pastor Dwayne Johnson out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. How are you all this evening? So very glad you're here.
Ma'am, say it again.
Well, to hear from me on today.
Amen, amen. I was just listening to all the things that's being said, and for the caller that called in and asked that question, we have to be careful in the churches with a lot of spirit of manipulation and witchcraft. People trying to run the church, and they call themselves deacons, and if you really want to get in the spiritual aspect of it, I don't pull punches because I operate as a prophet. They're operating a demon response and a deacon response because they're trying to run and rule. And, you know, there's various verses in the scripture where the Bible says you're supposed to lord over the sheep. And so whenever a deacon does that and they get together and want to push a pastor out, that's out of order with God, because God is the one that called and the pastor is the one that is the shepherd of that flock. So if the shepherd of that flock, the under-shepherd of that flock is being pushed out, that's only because God pushed and God is allowing it to happen so he can go to a new level. And what I've been hearing is that this pastor has went to a new level because of it. You know, the Bible clearly tells us in Luke chapter 6, verse 22 and verse 23, the Bible clearly states, blessed are you when men shall hate you, separate you from their companies, reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Everything that scripture says relied to what this pastor, I forgot his name already, but I've been listening to him, been really enjoying him. You know, been saying that's what he's been going through. But the Bible said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. I want to encourage him to be exceedingly glad, because he would not be where he is right now if the Lord would not have allowed him to be pushed out of that church. Some churches, if not according to the book of Revelation, they set themselves up, but God didn't set them up. So God tells certain churches, he says, some things I have a few things against you, because you have not allowed this, or because you have allowed that. One verse, it tells you around the third chapter, it said that because you allowed that spirit of Jezebel to come in, that woman Jezebel, which is a spirit, to manipulate and you know, run the church. And he said he's not for that. So God is saying is that whenever we say the word church, it's a gathering of people that have come together. When you get into the 501c3 and all that stuff, you're dealing with Caesar's law. And the Caesar's law come in, and when Caesar's law come in, they always tell you what you cannot say and you cannot do. And so we kind of got a lawyer and went and beyond that, because certain things they were saying, certain things we cannot do and certain things we cannot say. And as a real man and woman of God, God says, like, you know, the scripture says that don't let nobody give you a gift, because if they give you a gift, in so many words, to do something else but violate what God is saying to say, he said don't do that, because you'll be operating outside the will of God, because people are being bought by money. And a lot of these deacons and stuff, they're getting paid. And so they feel that, well, we're the one running the church, and so we're going to do what we want to do. And if you don't say like how we say it, or if we don't get the credit, see, they were getting all the credit, like the pastor was saying, which was not of God. If the Holy Spirit, in which I believe what I'm hearing, the Holy Spirit laid him just for a season to be there and to give them insight from what the Spirit of the Lord was saying. But every time he did, they would take the credit. And then they got mad whenever he was trying to tell them that, well, I already said that. So we have to get the revelation that when you hear the Spirit of God, you're going to get people to revile against you, which is going to hate you. They're going to separate you from their company. Like how he said, they told him he couldn't even preach on the pulpit no more. They're going to cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. That's a good sign that you're on the right track, Pastor. That's a 100% good sign. Now, if you went there and everything was good all the way through, then that's when you got off the track. But by them doing everything they did, that's a 100% good sign that you're on the line with God and that you are on his walkway right now. So rejoice, because that's greater things and greater positions he about to put you in. That's greater position. So, you know, again, we got to be careful with the rendering unto Caesar, because that's Caesar's law. That's Caesar's law. Whenever you're talking about, you know, the 501c3, Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar, and to God what is God. Whenever they got to that point, we had a meeting. Me and my deacons and everybody had a meeting. I said, well, let's get this straight. I'm running this place under the Holy Spirit, and nobody can put me out. Matter of fact, we went and got our own charter. We didn't get under another ministry for them to get mad every time I say something, because I'm telling what the Lord said. We got our own charge and everything else, and we started that ministry. And so I told them, I said, this is Pastor Johnson. I am the overseer of this church. Nobody have that authority. If you feel I'm telling what thus says the Lord, say, I don't like what he said, let's get him out. No, if anybody going to walk out, you're going to go find you another church. So sometimes you just go behind that, and we have to do what God tells us to do. Whenever the enemy is trying to kick you out, don't get mad on that. Let that be a testimony. Your test, that was your test. Your test became your testimony, Pastor. And your message.
Yeah.
Amen. Your message. Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
That was a misery. That was a misery for you, but your misery became your ministry. So see, now you can minister to others, but God wants you to say, don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. He said, I pushed you out. He said, I allowed that to happen, because the same thing they did to Jesus, they did to you. I'm trying to tell you. The same thing they did to Jesus. Jesus went to Jerusalem and he told them everything that was right. Then they said, what you going to do to him for him? Even Pilate couldn't find out what was wrong. Pilate said, I don't find nothing wrong with this man. He said, I can't find out one thing wrong with this man. Why y'all, what y'all want to do? They said, crucify him. Pilate said, well, let's put somebody else there. Let's put somebody else there. Let's put a murderer. At least we'll say, okay, release Jesus. Pilate was trying his best to release him. Even his wife had a dream, said, you better leave that man alone. And they still say, crucify him. Tell us about it. So,
good information.
Go ahead.
God bless you.
Yes, yes. So enough great. Great information.
We truly we're running short on time right now. We do have another caller that we call in, and Pastor Douglas hasn't even gotten into his study today, so we probably be going over on the show on today.
I just want to bring that up because I wanted to make sure that was
good information, Pastor.
So you brought out some good yes, you did.
So Pastor Douglas Noel, happy for that encouragement on today. But don't hang up. stay in the studio with us, okay? I'm allowing you to stay in the studio with us, but I'm going to bring this. You can stay in, Pastor Johnson, and I'm going to bring in this calling in, and then we're going to have to turn it back over to Pastor Noel, which he has very little time to teach on today. Caller from Arizona.
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that.
No,
that was good.
That was good. That was much needed.
That was indeed needed. Yes, yes.
Let me bring this call into the studio, please. Error code 252, last four digit of that number is 4525. Error code 252, last four digits of 4525. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Greetings and blessings to all. This is Apostle McIver from New Image Christian Fellowship.
God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, Apostle Doris. We bless the Lord, and to the host, Evangelist Chapman, we bless the Lord. I was sitting here, and I was listening to all that has been said, and I want to flip that coin. If we really would search back, we'll find that a lot of the sections, auxiliaries in the ministry have not been taught.
That's right.
There you go.
We have put people in position because they had a status in the community.
That's right.
We put people in position because they have money.
Come on.
We put people in position because we like them. But we didn't put people in this position because Daddy said put them there. And when you hear me say Daddy, I'm talking about God. We didn't, before we put somebody in a position, nobody laid on their face and said, Father, we're going on a fast. We're getting ready to pray. We want you to tell us who is supposed to go where. We don't find that happening. I come from a background where before you did anything, if they were having a revival, there were 2 weeks of praying and fasting.
Come on.
Believing
God.
Before they invited the evangelist, they were laying on the altar a week of prayer. God, who should we call?
That's right.
Who is supposed to preach this revival? Father God, you lead us, you guide us. We don't have that anymore. Because we do not make it mandatory that's what is to be done before we make a move. Daddy gave me this, and I'm going to give me 2 minutes, please, and I'll be out your way. Daddy gave this to me. He said, it's amazing how you won't let anybody come in your house and tell you what to do. You pay the bill.
You going
to work every day.
Glory
to
God.
You getting a check.
Good
nobody
example.
Is gonna come in your house. Any of us on this line right now, nobody.
Ooh,
matter of fact,
hello.
Whoever the man, young man was that just got through talking, just got through saying, ain't nobody gonna put
come
him
on,
right out.
Come on,
but yet, we don't ask Daddy what do he want in his house.
Because
the sanctuary is not our house, it's his house. And we go in there with our agenda instead of going in there asking him what is his agenda.
That's it.
And the first thing that is should be order of protocol, because that's my area in the apostolic, is protocol. The first thing that should be done is teaching. If you read the gospel,
that's
I tell folk all the time,
it.
People don't read the Bible. If you read the gospel, Daddy said he let them know that he's been anointed to preach, but he taught them, and he taught them, and he taught them, and he taught them, and he taught them.
Come on, Apostle.
And now we are preaching folk all around the sanctuary, jumping over pews, and haven't taught them nothing. God bless.
Ain't taught them nothing. Come on.
Yeah,
that's the real. Yeah. Good God Almighty.
Amen for the Christians and out for the demons.
Amen. Amen.
That's such confirmation. That's such confirmation.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
such confirmation.
You know, y'all. So, to a whole nother level, y'all having church on here today. But I'm so sorry. that we're going to have to cut this here short, because my guests haven't had an opportunity to bring his blessing on today, but we are so very happy to have all of our callers that call, because we do want to hear what our listeners have to say, and we do. I love talking to you, hearing from you, Apostle. Feel free to call back and Pastor Johnson. We want you all to call back. Maybe we should do a special show and you all give some instructions on how a church should be run and what a pastor should do, what the church should do, and what the trustee is supposed to do. But unfortunately, today we are talking about don't give up. And then I'm going to, without further ado, bring my guest back into the studio. And Pastor Douglas, you probably run over 5 minutes on today, but I do want to hear him talk a little bit about what would you encourage our listeners on today, and what would you say to those who are about to give up on their journey, or what God is telling you to tell our listeners on today, Pastor Douglas Noel.
Yeah, it has been awesome. It has been awesome. This has been a fine session on tonight. But what I would say to our listeners is that know that you're going to go through. You got to go through in order to get to. If you never,
right.
If you never went through, you never would have made it to. And that's why the scripture declares, "Yea, though I walk through, because I'm going to somewhere. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. His rod and his staff comfort me." You know. You got to go through, you know, I would encourage, you're going to have people that's going to be for you, but you got to also know that everybody ain't going to be for you.
That's
because
right.
Just as well as you have people for you, you got people against you. You got people that will pretend that they for you, but really they are against you. But you got to be encouraged to know that the Bible teaches us, you got to watch as well as pray. You got to be wise as a serpent, but also you got to stay humble as a dove. Things are not going to always go the way that we want them to go. They're not going to happen when we want them to happen. But we have to trust God in the process, because if we trust the process, we appreciate the plan of God. You got to trust God even when you can't trace Him.
Come on now.
And there are going to be times that it seems like He's not there. There are going to be times it seems like He don't even hear you. There's times that it seems as if He don't even care. But the thing about God never goes short. He's never short on His promise. He never goes against any promise that He made. He told us in His word. He said, "I never leave you nor forsake you." He said, "I'm with you always, even to the end of this age." I got to say that through this process, God was with me even when I didn't think He was there. Because even in the midst of this process, I landed in the midst of this. After being left the church, I was still picked on. I went on about my business, and I was still picked on. I was still picked on because I received the phone calls.
Ma'am?
Phone calls. I received the phone call that the police.
We're going to have to take this call. We have another caller that's been called to the studio, and they've been waiting a long time for at the time limit. They've been since the time that they pressed that number. Well, let's bring it to the studio. We're going to go overtime today. I know that caller from area code 305, last 4 digits of that caller's number, 73. Error code 305-1973. Very quickly. God bless you. You are in the studio at this time.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is such an awesome session this evening. I just wanted to kind of piggyback on what the Makaiwa said. Church has become a business. In the world today, it has become a business. And everyone wants someone in the church that's going to bring in some type of income. They're going to bring in some type of activity.
That's true.
When you bring people, when you have people standing before you in the church now, these people, instead of being real men and women of God, these people have become entertainers. They have become
that's right.
people that's going to bring a crowd, people that's going to bring, you know, a certain amount of money. So you come from this crowd, I know you're going to bring this type of money with you. If you come from this crowd, you're going to bring this amount of people with you. And people have come to realize that it's not about man. It's all about God. And this is the reason why there's such division in the church right now today is because people have forgot about the main man. They have forgot
okay,
about, you know, the one who has really created
caller,
this place.
Caller, I'm sorry to have to cut you short. We have come to the end of our show on today. Please feel free to call back again. We're going to have Pastor Noel. Look like Pastor Noel, you're going to be coming back again. Because you haven't had
the
truth. Oh, glory to God. Praise to the studio and show up your feet on that topic. But I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that we have come to the end of the show. And when I go over, it's just a little hassle that the studio give me, Block Talk Radio gives me. So what we're going to do, we're going to just have to just book Pastor Noel or come back in if it's all right with him. Sister Glow, we probably got to put him on your schedule when you come back
okay.
as my special guest and give him a half an hour and just go straight into his studies. But I'm sorry that I have to come to a close on today. Look like the studio just was full. We still have people calling more.
It was good. It was good.
Amen.
It was good.
Yes, it was.
It was good.
Somebody hearing you. You have reached somebody out there. And so we need to bring this topic up. Somebody need to come back. Pastor Johnson, since you had a lot to say, maybe you ought to come into the studio as a special guest. That was teaching. So maybe y'all have a symposium and everybody come back and give 15 minutes for each person so y'all can break this thing down. Because guess what? You all went to church on it today. But we thank God for the show on today. And so, as you were amazing. The host is so much truly. Even this Norma Chapman with my very awesome, beautiful co-host out of Miami, Florida, Pastor Doris Smith. You are very special to me. My studio was full on today as it was last
yeah,
Pastor
yeah. Well. Yeah.
But in the case, we are touching somebody out there. And listeners, we have some awesome, awesome ministers coming up on the show for the month of March. So make sure that you call back in. And Pastor Douglas Noel, I know you're going to be calling back in because somebody else going to have something to say. You're not the only one that them been down this road. We want to do thank all of our callers on and on today. Thanking my special guest, Pastor Douglas Noel, as well as Mrs. Glow Thompson out of Hazelhurst, Mississippi. Thanking my co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. And I want you to know this, that I do love you, love you, love you. Until next week, God bless you.
Love you too, Evangelist.
Thank you all. Love you all.